Though swimmers followed a straight path from Christian Island to Collingwood for a recent, historic, Georgian Bay crossing, the results of their swim have sent ripples in different and unexpected directions. That includes a practical gift for the volunteer contingent of the Canadian Coast Guard. A dozen members of the Georgian Bay Squall Masters swim team crossed Georgian Bay from Christian Island to Collingwood in a double relay open water swim on September 14. The 30-kilometer crossing came with many goals, a challenge for open water swimmers, to raise funds and awareness for the work of Georgian Bay Forever to preserve the water quality in the bay, and to make history as the first double relay crossing for the stretch. As it turns out, the journey included a side quest supplying the volunteer Coast Guard auxiliary with a life-saving automatic external defibrillator, AED. The device was a requirement for the open water swim, and Squall Masters head coach Nancy Black said the team was looking to rent one for the day. Martin Andrews from AED.ca heard about what we were doing, and he loaned us an AED for free, said Black, noting the historic crossing was supported by a huge team of people from different entities offering safety, passage, and more. For the crossing, Black also enlisted the help of the Canadian Coast Guard Auxiliary Central and Arctic, including Darren Lortie, a unit leader from Penetanguishene. The volunteer Coast Guard contingent used the Beausoleil Fire and Rescue Services rescue boat to offer navigational support and an option for emergency medical help should it be required at any point during the swim. Black was on board the rescue boat for the crossing and was inspired by the work of the volunteers in the Coast Guard Auxiliary. The Canadian Coast Guard Auxiliary is a registered charity operating throughout Canada thanks to volunteers. The Auxiliary supports the Canadian Coast Guard and National Defence with search and rescue and environmental response, as well as promoting Transport Canada's safe boating program. "I think people just take that for granted," said Black. "You think, oh, just dial *16 and you'll be saved." Similar to what the volunteers did to support the open water swim crossing, Auxiliary can also support fundraising, special events, humanitarian assistance, and more. After the crossing, Black said a simple, "thank you," didn't seem enough to show her and the team's gratitude to the Coast Guard Auxiliary for helping out. "They were doing it as volunteers," said Black. "The crossing itself took about 12 hours, then the volunteers had to turn back home to return the boat and drive themselves home." One of the swim team members suggested buying an AED for the rescue boat used by the auxiliary team, since there wasn't one already on board. But Black thought the price tag would put that thank you gift out of reach. However, Black said she called Martin Andrews for a discount option and Andrews said he would donate a unit to the Coast Guard Auxiliary. On October 2, Andrews and a Georgian Bay Squall Masters member, Colin Phillip, handed the new AED to Darren Lortie and his crew members Richard Ferguson and David Kingma. Also there to receive the gift were Canadian Coast Guard Auxiliary Beausoleil crew members Morgan King, Pasha Sandy, Maggie Minogue, Christian Island Fire Chief Owen Minogue, and crew member Derek Manitowabi.